This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
So the Boston Bruins take on the Florida Panthers tonight, and this is kind of an interesting game because obviously we had the breaking news last week that Brad Marchand, our captain for so many years, has been traded to the Florida Panthers, just something I don't think anybody ever imagined. And you could see in the press conference yesterday that it was pretty emotional for him.
It's hard.
He talked about...
You lived here, your kids were born here, like all that kind of stuff.
Our kids are in school, like all of that. It was definitely an emotional day for him yesterday and for a lot of fans. So the game is going to be broadcast tonight, and they're doing something different and special on NESN Plus and NESN 360. It's called the Best Snow Day Ever. And the idea is to get kids more involved with hockey. So there's going to be STEM lessons. It's going to be animated.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
We got to see a preview of some of the stuff. And so we got to talk with Andrew Ferentz last week, who was on the team. He's now, you know, he's working in the NHL for quite a few years, and he's going to be, the color commentator for the game. But the first thing I want to talk to him about was back in 2011. I can remember we had just had Barrett, and Lana and I, after they won the Stanley Cup, we're like, we got to go down to the Garden to see what's going on. And we were down there. We walked across the bridge from Charlestown to the North End. It was utter chaos. I'm not even kidding. People were riding on the tops of cars.
Oh, I remember.
It had been a long time since the Bruins had won the Stanley.
For sure.
And so I just wanted to talk with Andrew. What did you remember about winning the Stanley Cup in 2011?
I texted.
Oh, that's not it. Let's try this one.
The North End was so electric. So many of us lived down there, right? So I think probably right after we won, you know, you fly home and you get the cup back to the Garden, and then it's kind of like nothing's planned, right? Because nobody's kind of gotten ahead of themselves and planned anything. So all of a sudden, we're just kind of in the parking lot with the cup. And we're like, what would we do with it now? We're not sure what to do. And so we took it back to Chara's house in the North End and, you know, had a little get-together and kind of coalesced and, you know, dropped stuff off at our own houses. And then went back to Z's, and we all decided we wanted to go down to Tia's on the waterfront there by the...
Of course.
I remember the pictures.
Yeah, I seem to remember. There might have been a few shirtless Bruins.
The things that cup has seen.
We were all so tired, though, and like I had like a separated shoulder, and Z was tired, and this and that. So like the cup is heavy and so awkward. So I actually brought my daughter's little scooter, like her stroller, over, and that's how we got the cup around. So there's a couple of pictures.
I remember that
around.
Picture too. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. It was such a practical decision, just because we were all tired and sore, and we're like, all right, let's get this thing to where it needs to go.
So, it made absolute perfect sense.
It was really fun, just cruising around.
We have Andrew Ferentz joining us, a 2011 Stanley Cup champion and also now a color analyst. This is a really cool event you're going to be doing. Tell us about this Best Snow Day Ever broadcast you guys are doing.
This is literally one of the coolest things. I'm almost a color commentator. I haven't quite broken that seal yet, but The Bruins reached out and asked if I wanted to be involved in the really cool project that they're doing. I work for the NHL now. I've been there for 7 years, and actually some of these programs are in the department that I work in. So what we do with this is we're trying to attract kids to the game and then obviously get kids into hockey. And we go a number of different ways, right? Like learn to play or street hockey. And we have another program called Future Goals, which actually goes into schools and teaches STEM through hockey in different ways. And the Bruins have kind of come up with another kind of neat way of showing kids the game is we run these animated games. And so all the players in an NHL game have trackers on them. The puck's got a tracker in it. That's, you know, how you can tell how fast they're skating and how hard the puck's been shot and whatnot. But all that data, I don't know, there's way smarter people than me somewhere turn all that data into obviously, you know, the ability to, you know, turn the game into an animated game. So it's literally like a cartoon game, and these characters that are drawn up by our creative team can, you know, play the hockey game the same way Brad Marchand or Pastor skating down the ice. In real time, you're seeing the cartoon character do it. So the Bruins and the NHL have developed this entire snowscape of Boston, and it's down in the Frog Pond, and there's different landscapes of Boston, you know, in animated version, and we're going to be broadcasting the game and calling it as is, but in cartoon format. And you know, within that, we're going to be putting in little fun science facts, and I guess they probably asked me to do color because I'm not as serious as most color people, so we're going to have a little fun with it, and I can't wait.
So they sent us a YouTube video of your sort of behind the scenes rehearsal for this event.
Yeah.
You ready? Or
I mean, define ready. I told my kids I was doing this. My daughter's 19 now, so and she's like, "How are you qualified?"
No respect for pops.
You know, I was like, "All right, well, I always encourage them to say yes to things. I'm like, just say yes. You know, you can do it. Just, you know, fake it till you make it, kind of thing." And yeah, so I've had a couple moments of like, I really have no idea what I'm doing, but I do have a notepad. I wrote down some facts and some one-liners that I want to get in there. And
did you have any say-so on your animated self and its appearance?
I asked, and I don't know if they're actually going to come through with it, but I asked for a specific outfit. So you know those people that give tours in Boston, like with the old pilgrim outfits or whatever?
Yes.
Like the Revolutionary War outfit.
Little three-corner hat? Sure.
Yeah.
I am here for it. I cannot wait for this.
Oh, that would be great.
I'm not much of a sports watcher, but I love cartoons. Let's go.
I thought it would be hilarious. I used to live in the North End, and I'd see those tours come by. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So we'll see.
That is Andrew Ferentz, 2011 Boston Bruins Stanley Cup champion. It's called Best Snow Day Ever. You can find it tonight on NESN Plus and the NESN 360 app. It's an alternative broadcast to the main Bruins Panthers broadcast on NESN. And then obviously this game just became much more interesting to watch because you will see Brad Marchand sitting, I don't know, maybe on the opposite bench for the game, or at least there.
Yeah, he'll probably be in the box. I don't think he's playing, but
right,
he'll be there for sure.
Do you think he'll be in uniform, in a Panthers uniform?
Isn't he injured? So no.
Yeah, no, he'll probably be up there in a suit.
He's not playing.
Right. Yeah, I definitely know he's not playing, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. He just seems like a really nice guy, Andrew Ferentz.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So I remember the Bruins bar tab from when they won the Stanley Cup in 2011.
That was a good one. That was
it
a good
circulated
one.
The internet. It was like $157,000.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It did indeed.
So again, if you want to watch the animated broadcast Best Snow Day Ever, it can be found on NESN Plus and the NESN 360 app as an alternative to the main Bruins Panthers broadcast on NESN tonight.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.